your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This class ought to be just a blast. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is at the controls, and he's producing the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. Class, there's a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be talking about survival. Survival Roundtable tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Link on the website. So link to all your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, or if you need to reconnect with one of your instructors, just click on usapreparers.com. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With me today is a TV star and our newest USAPrepares.com firearm instructor. You'll see him on Discovery Channel's Sons of Guns this fall. He resides in Louisiana, and he's a U.S. Army veteran. He owns a gun shop. He's a gunsmith. And I met him at Gunstock in Fallon, Nevada, where we spent some time behind submachine guns and machine guns. We became friends. Welcome, Rob Roy.
Hey, Vinny, that's some intro there, man. I got to give you credit for it. Thank you.
Hey, Rob, if any of our class today wants to see your YouTube video, they can just go to usapreparers.com. It's on page one. Just you'll see three YouTube videos there, and they can just click on yours and see what you're all about. Great, great video where you demonstrate some of your talents. So, Rob, now you became a TV star, and you're going to be on the fall season of Sons of Guns. How did that happen?
Well, Vinny, it started with me and my wife watching Top Shot on the History Channel. She's grown up around me, and I've grown up around her 21 years, and she's seen me shoot a multitude of all different types of weapons, and she looked at me one day, and she said, you know, you need to get your behind on that television show and go get us $100,000. I told her, I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm not that great a shot." And she said, "Baby, I've seen you shoot stuff out of the air with a .22 rifle or a .22 pistol, not just a shotgun. And you can throw knives, you can throw hatchets, you shoot bow and arrow, recurve, compound. You know, you're just a blowgun, a slingshot. You're if a show was ever made for you, this is it." Mm-hmm. So I said, "Well, you know, I don't know." She said, "Look, you know, and our wives, they all know how to get us to do whatever they want, and they know the right buttons to push." And she says, "You know, look, it's free ammo. You ain't got to buy the ammo. The competition of it all. You know, it's a 6-week paid vacation." And I said, okay, you had me at free ammo. You know, fine.
Yeah.
So it progressed, trying to get on Top Shot. They still may call, but I don't think so. And so, you know, thinking like a businessman, I said, how are they going to choose me out of tens of thousands of applicants? Try to be upbeat, show them basic skills, marksmanship. And that's what I put together on the YouTube audition. And then I got to thinking, well, it's probably the amount of hits. Okay, so now how am I going to get these hits through the roof. How am I going to get this to go semi-viral? So I contacted my school, my gunsmithing school, and I asked them if they could support me. And they said, Lord, yes, you know, we have seen you shoot when you come out here in the desert and have fun with us, and, you know, I'll do what I can do. And that was the president, Gene Kelly, of AGI. And so then he went off to the SHOT Show. You know, that's where they, you know, showcase all the latest, greatest innovations in the gun world and sports. And while he was there promoting his school, a director had come up to him and says, you know, we're really looking for a school-trained gunsmith in Louisiana. Do you happen to have one? Well, I was still fresh on his mind. He says, Lord, yes, we do. He's one of our own, and we're trying to get him on Top Shot. And the director, well, you know, that's a competitor's network. But do you think he'd be interested in possibly, you know, another offer? So the president and Gene, he gave me a call, asked it'd be all right to pass my phone number and my YouTube link. And I said, you know, it's all public knowledge. I haven't got a problem with that. He said, well, look for a phone call from this guy, because he's really adamant about, you know, finding a Louisiana gunsmith. And I said, great. So the next morning I received a phone call from Michael Thorty of Jupiter Entertainment. And he says, you know, would you like to be on the show Red Jacket for the show Sons of Guns, Red Jacket Firearms in Baton Rouge? And I said, you know, first thing I was thinking of was, you know, hell yes. I opted more for do I get paid? And he said, yes, not a problem. Let's get you on-camera job interview. Then he gave me a date. So I went in and I did my little audition. And you know, Will, he's a jam up fella. That's some of the nicest folks that you could ever want to meet down there.
So what'd you do there? So what'd you do at on camera?
I can't really discuss that. I showed
okay.
Rob Roy. I have a confidentiality statement, and
okay.
You know, we got to stick to that. But I gave him plenty of Rob Roy, and you know, we filmed for a few days, and then they said, "Great, you know, hey, you know, all the cameramen. I had cameramen rolling hard to hang on to their cameras. Sometimes they just I don't think they'd ever seen anybody quite like me. So anyway." That went well. 3 weeks passed, and I'm like, well, they didn't call me back. Maybe I gave them a little bit too much Rob Roy. So I, you know, I was kind of bummed out, really. And then all of a sudden, boom, I get another call. Come on down. We got a build. It's going to take you probably about a week. And I said, is this going to be on camera? He said, yep, we're calling you in as a specialist. Another great opportunity to work with Will and his crew down there, some fine people. And another 3 weeks went by after that week of filming, and I just received a call not too long ago. They want me to come back and do another build, and that's where it's at right now.
Great. And when you say build, you're talking about build a firearm, correct?
Yes, Penny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Rob, now you've got a gun shop, a store, and people walk in there. What kind of people walk into your gun store? And the reason I'm asking is I'd like to make sure that our class understands that they are not unique. There are plenty of people like them that are interested in firearms, and there are a lot of people that are interested in firearms for the first time. So what kind of people walk into your store? What kinds of walks of life?
Well, naturally, Vinny, you know, this is sportsman's paradise down here in Louisiana. Not all of us hunt gators and dig up logs out the swamp. We're also home to some, you know, the finest marksmen in the country. But beside just the hunting people, I'm getting a lot of first-time buyers in here, and they're really concerned about the direction our country's going and their safety. I, you know, like you said, I have a gun shop here. I ask sheriffs all the time that come in here. I'm in the rural. What do you think if you got a phone call or, you know, a radio call, shots fired at my gun shop, how long is it going to take you to get here? Mm-hmm. And they tell me anywhere from 15 to 35 minutes. That scares the fool out of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not the only one that knows how long it takes. I'm sure you've probably had some experience with that yourself.
Well, Rob, I have. We live on a farm, and it's a little over, it's 240 acres, and our frontage on our farm is a mile long. And about a third of a mile from our house, we have a barn. And I got a call from a neighbor, and she said, boy, you know, somebody down there parked at night on a weekend night, late at night by your barn. So I thought, shoot, I'll just call the sheriff. I called him up, and they said, yeah, we've got somebody right down the road from you. He'll be right there. I said, okay. Called back a half hour later, what's up? And they said, he's on his way. He'll be right there. And I called back another half hour later. He's on his way. An hour and a half went by. And the deputy showed up. He's all out of breath. He said, I'm so sorry. I was on the other side of the county, 45 miles away. So in the meantime, you know, I called the state police to get them involved because the sheriff just took too long. And it took about, well, maybe a half an hour for the state police to get there. So you're right. And we have to take care of ourselves. We just do.
Well,
that's been my experience.
We all don't have the luxury of living in a big city or gated communities with armed guards. You know, a lot of us are out here in rural America. Now, and I know the good Lord says there's good in every person, but that doesn't mean every person lives a good life. And, you know, people are really scared for their safety, themselves, their families. So I'm getting a lot of first-time buyers. Lord, just last week, I had a 70-year-old lady that has never owned a handgun. She's familiar with a shotgun. And she came in and she says, I want something. Well, she actually had her mind made up. She says, I want a Taurus Judge. Now, for the class, that is a pistol that actually shoots a 410 shotgun shell and a 45 long Colt bullet. And she was just adamant about it. I told her that's going to be about the recoil of a 357. You know, and she's, I can handle it. I just want to feel protected.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's an interesting interesting firearm because I know someone who's in his 80s who carries one of those. And yeah. I guess that gives them some reassurance that they've got a lot of firepower in a small package. And and that 410 shell, I mean, they don't have to be quite as accurate with it as they would be with, you know, a single projectile. Yeah.
Here.
Rob Roy's with me. Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I've got lots of questions about who's buying guns and what their thoughts are. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rob Roy's with me, and we are talking about guns and first-time gun ownership. Rob Roy, when someone, let's start with a lady. If a lady is interested in a firearm, what would the discussion be like, and what would the interaction be like at your store as you counsel a first-time lady in buying a gun?
Well, Vince, what I like to do right off the bat is shake a woman's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman, they don't really want to hunker down on your hand, and I'll look at them, and I'll say, now go ahead and squeeze my hand as hard as you can. And usually based upon what I feel in that handshake tells me if that person is female or male, is physically equipped to be able to pull back a slide on a semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be comfortable with their gun. I want it to become part of them. I want them to get out and practice and become proficient with it. And also attend some concealed weapons classes or shooting classes and just become very familiar with their handgun and also the laws that cover the use of force and when you can actually defend your life and the life of another. Very, very critical this day and age when everybody is lawsuit happy and, Lord, all that crap going on down there in Florida is a prime example.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and if they have a weak grip, I always try to recommend a revolver. It's so easy. You just press a cylinder release and load 5-6 bullets in it, close it, and it's safe. Until they need it, they can pull the trigger, they can pull the hammer back, fire at single action or double action, and just get comfortable with your gun. So that's usually where I start. And then me and my wife, we offer some little familiarization classes where they can, if they buy the gun here, they can come out. We sit down and we show them how all the safeties work, how to unload it, load it, and we fire a few rounds. And I talk them through basic marksmanship. And surprisingly, I hate to say it, fellas, the women listen and actually apply what I'm trying to teach them, and a lot of them outshoot the fellas.
Well, you know, they're concerned and they want to get it right, and that's the same experience that I've had. The ladies do pay more attention. They're not off daydreaming, and they don't know it all.
They don't quite have that testosterone level, and it's hard to get through that sometimes.
Okay, so they generally like, I guess, the revolver, the 38-357. Okay, and then have you found that there are many women that can handle the slide? Because in my experience, they are not as adept at pulling that slide back, especially on a larger caliber weapon.
Well, there's several different ways to pull that slide back, man.
Yeah.
You know, the finger and forefinger and thumb pull the slide back. That requires a lot of grip strength. Mm-hmm. Or you can wrap your non-firing hand over the slide, hold the grip with your firing hand, and charge it that way. And
mm-hmm.
that's usually where the women can master it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again, it depends on the make and model of the gun. Some are a lot tougher and harder than others, and some are really, really easy. I just had two retired female teachers come into my shop this week and purchase two LC9s. They're a Ruger 9mm semi-automatic pistol. And I'm very familiar with the pistol, and it's got an easy slide to pull back. So I got one of my stiffer slided weapons that I happen to have on the shelf, and I asked them if they could pull it back for me. And I went through the whole, make sure it's unloaded. Every time you pick a firearm up, consider it loaded until you physically see that it's unloaded. And once that little block of instruction is over, they were both able to pull it back and handle it well, and I felt really good. So those pistols are on order for them, and they'll probably be getting them about Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So the Ruger LCP, small, compact, 9mm, correct?
There's the LCP, which is a 380, and then there's
right.
the LC9, which is a 9mm. It's a little bit bigger, but it's still very, very small, and it conceals quite well in a lady's handbag. And that I might want to mention also, well, women are always carrying a purse. Well, they make concealed weapons purses that are very high quality, and they have a built-in holster that is super, super accessible.
Rob Roy's with me. Rob Roy owns a gun shop in Louisiana. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to be talking more about selecting firearms when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. to learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today, you've got your take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rob Roy's with me, and we are talking about firearms and pistols, and we're talking about men and women buying firearms. Rob, when men come into the store, do they know what they want as a first-time buyer, or do they rely mostly on your advice and counsel?
Again, Vinny, I shake their hand. And yep. I tell them, you know, give me what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go away shaking my hand with pain. Some of these boys are corn fed down here in Louisiana now. But anyway, me personally, Benny, I'm a 45 guy. I grew up in the military with it. I that was my assigned weapon all the way up until from 75 to 1985 when our unit went to the 9mm. It's got more knockdown power. But I'll say this, my wife shoots a 45, and that's her concealed carry weapon. She started with a 9mm. She got very, very comfortable with it, and then she graduated up to a 45, and she hadn't even looked back from that point on. She just swears by that 45 and the knockdown power.
Yeah, when you talk about knockdown power, let's just take a couple minutes and talk about that, because some people say there is no such thing as knockdown power, and then there are others, and I agree with the others, that say, you know what, if you get hit with a 45 compared to a 32 or a 25 or a 9mm, if you get hit in the same spot, that 45 is going to do more damage and probably stop the threat a lot faster.
Well, Vinny, you know, this has been an age-old discussion since the beginning of modern powder. Velocity versus knockdown power. The bullet size, they claim that if it's moving at a certain rate of speed, it will mushroom up and provide that same kinetic energy as a slower-moving, harder-hitting round. I have proven it to myself over and over again. What I like to do with those hard-headed people is I'll get them out and I'll put 8 or 10 old phone books and I'll have them soaked with water overnight, and they're all in a little rack. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit back with my 7 Magnum, my 7mm Remington Magnum, and I'll shoot into those phone books. Granted, I just went through probably 4, 4.5 of those phone books. It picked it up, and it moved the whole rack of books, maybe 4 inches. Mm-hmm. And then I'll step back with my .444 that's shooting about a 250-grain lead bullet. And as I hand load them myself, I'll let that thing fly, and it will pick that whole rack of books up, flip it, and send it back 2 or 3 foot. Now, you know, me not knowing anything, what would I rather get hit with, that 7 mag or that .444? You know, granted, one just went right through me and probably killed me too, but not like that other one that just picked me up and left my boots on the ground and I'm barefoot 5 yards back wondering what in the world hit me.
Yeah, yeah. So, class, that's the answer to, is there a such thing as knockdown power? And that's why baseball players choose different bats of different lengths and different weights and so forth, and because there is such a thing as knockdown power. So Rob Roy, when the men come in, are they predisposed to buying a specific make and model? And as you discuss with them, you know, what their needs are, do they end up changing that? So do they come in with their mind semi-made up when they walk through the door?
A lot of advance is pocketbook, you know, especially if they're a first-time buyer. You know, that $700 to $1,200 to $1,400 gun, woo, Lord, they're like, oh, my God. So they want to try it. Hell, we all in these hard times try to save a dollar, but I'm like this. I ask them, you know, what is your life worth? If you are using it for personal defense, you want it to fire reliably every time. It's going on a ship is like, I use an analogy, like a seatbelt, you know. A personal defense weapon is like a seatbelt. You know, we don't like them. We have to use them. And you never know when it's going to save your life.
You're absolutely right, Rob Roy. And I can tell you this, that I've been wearing seatbelts for a very long time, probably since 1970 in my vehicle. And now, and for a very, very long time, I feel uncomfortable if I don't have my seatbelt on, just as I don't feel uncomfortable if I don't have my .45 with me. I really don't feel comfortable without it. And by the way, Rob, as I sit right here at the studio in Missouri, I have my .45 with me right now, cocked and locked.
You're not alone, Vinny. I mean, granted, I have a gun shop, and I'm subject to all kinds of bad things. let's pray they never happen. But I've got my 45 on my back. I've got another little pistol in my boot, and I've got several different knives on me. It's not that I'm insecure. I feel comfortable with them. And that's another thing that I tell my customer. Well, that's going to be a heavy gun. Guns are meant to be comforting, not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So to cut to the chase, Rob, for most women, what would be the starting place to look at for most women? Would it be that...
I like to put them in a revolver, and I like the 357 because now... you have that magnum round capability, but and on the other side of the coin, you have the low recoil 38 special that you can shoot in there, and it's cost effective, and it doesn't have that big recoil.
Okay.
But what I need to say to the class mm-hmm. is when you change bullets like that, whether you're just target practicing and then you put you know, your personal defense rounds in there, because they're so, so expensive, make sure that they're the same weight of bullet of the ones that you're practicing with, because that makes a big difference. You're practicing with one weight, and you get used to how that bullet flies in the drop, and, you know, we call it minute of angle, but... and then you step up to a hotter round and a heavier bullet, and that bullet will fly differently than the ones that you've been practicing with. So make sure that you try to stay with the same grain of the weight of the bullet in the ammo that you're practicing with and the ammo that you're using for personal defense.
So, Rob, when you look at, for a lady, you can get a 5-shot revolver, you get a 6-shot revolver, and also you can get a lightweight, alloy frame, or you can get a standard weight. What do you recommend that they look at very carefully?
Well, I try to keep them away from the really light alloys because they just don't hold up. And if you're going to practice and become proficient with it, you're going to be shooting a good little bit of ammo. I mean, granted, they're comfortable. And then they tend to recoil. The felt recoil is a little bit heavier in a light gun because it's not got the weight of the carbon steel absorbing some of that energy. But they also, they're handy. I mean, if you're not going to shoot the gun a whole lot and that felt recoil isn't an issue, by all means, get a lighter gun. They even make revolvers out of titanium. I mean, how light is that?
Yeah, it's pretty light.
So that's all things that I take into consideration when I'm talking to my customers, first-time buyers and you know, also seasoned buyers. What's the gun going to be used for? What are you most comfortable with? And what caliber? Caliber is a big deal. 38, 357, 9mm. I don't really like to recommend 9mm so much, but it's better than 380, and it's a whole lot better than 32 or 25.
Well, okay, so let's talk about caliber for men. And typically, I guess the average guy would want to carry or is able to carry a slightly heavier weapon than the average lady, right?
Correct. But, that's not always the case all the time. There's some of these women out here about squeeze the fingernails off my finger when I tell them to hunker down and give me a handshake.
Okay. So, Rob, as we look at the choices for the men, where do you, if the guy's got a good grip, do you steer them toward the 45 or the 40 or the 10mm or what? And what about the considerations of ammunition costs?
I don't look at the cost so much, Vinny. What I tell them is the availability of ammo. If times get hard and for whatever reason, I mean, like right after this last president got inaugurated into office, we couldn't find ammo anywhere, not even 22 ammo. Everybody was in a buying panic, and oh my God, and even our Walmart didn't have any ammo. It was crazy. So I take that into consideration, and I ask them to do the same, you know, you're always going to have accessibility to 9mm. Our military uses it. Our military, for the most part, special ops and what have you, are going back to the 45 for the knockdown power. So those rounds are going to be available. You should always try to keep probably 200 to 300 rounds in an ammo can. The reason I suggest the ammo can is it has a rubber seal on it. It was designed for long-term storage of ammo. Open it in and out in a controlled environment, so you're not loading it with a whole bunch of humidity from outside. And that ammo will last a long time, especially if you put a Destin bag in there. Some of this ammo, we're still getting World War II surplus ammo, or ammo that was sent to Korea along with our Garands. That war's been over a long time, and that ammo is still pristine because it's been kept in ammo cans.
Okay, so, Rob, do you, as we talk about ammo, do you have any concerns about shooting old ammunition? Now, we're not talking about ammunition that's corroded on the outside, but if it looks like it's clean, would you shoot it?
Listen for when it goes off. If it doesn't go off, you need to get rid of that ammo. If one is louder or softer than the other, it's time to go ahead and get rid of that ammo. If at any time you're shooting a pistol and you shoot it and it makes a funny pop noise, but you don't see the bullet strike, check a barrel.
Rob Roy and I will be right back when we talk more about ammunition in just a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA.
Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorne. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rob Roy's with me, and there's a link to Rob Roy on the website, usapreparedness.com. And you go to YouTube videos, and you can type in Rob Roy. And what else should they type in there, Rob?
Last name, Kenny, K-I-N-N-E-Y. Since they had that movie, Rob Roy, of which my mother, in 1957, named me after. There's a lot of movie trailers and stuff just under Rob Roy. They'd have to scroll down a whole bunch trying to find it. So if they'll include Kenny, Rob Roy Kenny, Kenny like the old shoe stores, K-I-N-N-E-Y, it'll pop it up and it'll be the top of the page.
There you go, and it's a great video. Rob, we were talking about old ammunition, and when I go to gun shows, well, I used to see a lot more surplus ammunition in 9mm, 45, 308, 30-06, 223. You see less and less now all the time, but it still is available. Now, what concerns do you have? Let's talk about that real quickly, and then you were talking about it as we're going into the break, and I want to make sure everybody heard you. And then let's talk about the first choice of firearms for a guy that wants to buy one for the first time.
Ammunition. I want to find out when it was made. I want to look at the, now this is on rifle cartridges. I want to make sure the bullet has a little red seal where it comes in contact with the brass case. I want to make sure that the firing pin has a little red varnish around it. And what this is, it's a military seal used on military ammo. And that's to prevent any humidity or water because we fight wars in monsoons or in the desert. Mm-hmm. So they want to make those that ammunition bulletproof for us. So I like to look at that. I look at the case and make sure there's no green markings. You know how brass will get that little green tinge to it. If I see that, I stay away from it.
You're talking about corrosion.
Usually I like to buy a small quantity of it. I come home and I run it through my chronograph, which is a device that measures the velocity of the round. And I make sure it's right up there where it's supposed to be. And if it is, then I go back and I buy a good little bit of it. Now, your customers aren't going to have a chronograph. they'll be at the mercy of wherever they're buying their ammunition. My clients and my customers here, they know that I test my ammo, and that's why they come to me to buy their ammo if they're gonna, you know, put any ammo up for a long period of time.
Okay, so now you were saying that when you shoot it, there are different reports, different sounds that the cartridges are making as the bullet's fired, or as the cartridge is fired. What do we need to listen for when we're firing ammunition that we're not used to?
If you don't hear a nice, loud crack of the report of the round going off, and the next one doesn't quite sound the same, that's bad ammo. Now, if you are shooting and you hear kind of like a muffled backfire of a lawnmower, but you didn't see the strike of the bullet, now it's time to safely unload your gun, make sure the chamber's clear, make sure the magazine, the cylinder, whatever type of firearm you have, and look through that barrel and make sure that you can see daylight through that barrel. They call it a squib load. That's where the round has just enough powder to get lodged in the barrel. And it becomes a great big problem if you don't notice it and you put another round into that barrel, it will blow up. And I'd hate to see any of the class get injured by bad ammo.
Very good point. Very good point. So if it doesn't sound right, stop right there, unload the firearm, and check for a bullet lodged in the barrel. Okay.
Correct.
And Rob, we've just got a real short amount of time left. First choice, best choice on average for the average male.
45 ACP or 40 cal, my main two choices. And I would really like to see the women get good enough with their 38s or their 9 mils or their 380s and eventually step up to that higher round. But you don't really want to start with that higher round for the women. Especially first-time shooters.
Rob Roy's been with me. Rob Roy's Gun Repair. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. If you'd like to look at his video, it's there. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.